it involves attorneys at that point.
That's what I thought. So when you get a bigger vessel that's documented, if they get in the harbor without in the middle of the night and tie up, you're stuck with that vessel if they walk away from it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Was it over a year that you guys to get that one vessel taken care of?
Right, but that was because he didn't pay, and he also was using it as a liveaboard. So there's a whole lot of extra hoops that you have to jump through if somebody's living on their vessel.
Okay, and Assemblymember Otteson?
I was just wondering, we do have a number of float houses also tied up in our harbors. I was kind of wondering where that falls into this.
Yeah, good question.
Mm-hmm. You'd still likely get a liability coverage. I don't know if that if that's different from a pleasure boat to a charter boat in terms of like value. But I think same stands for that. Actually, our Parks and Rec director has one, and I believe that's consistent. So I would recommend potentially a joint work session with the Port Commission on March 7th prior to their regular meeting and hash this out. I think a lot of good points, but probably need some work on it.
Yeah, we definitely need work on this. I wonder if we'll have additional information by March 7th.
I suppose, you know, I just encourage each assembly member to meet with me on their concerns, and we can kind of bring any pertinent information to that conversation on March 7th, if that works.
Okay, and it would be nice to massage, if you will, this ordinance that we have before us.
Yep, I can come up with some options.
Perhaps, yeah, give us some options. So, is that agreeable to the assembly? Have some options. We'll worry about the funding designation later. Does the assembly object to me taking a question from the audience?
No.
Just real quick. Sir, do you want to go up to the microphone?
I'm sorry I didn't sign up, but I didn't think there was going to be any proponent. I thought being a proponent was given thing. I'm Joe Holden, 1304 Zamovia Highway. I think it's a great idea to have people insured.
Okay.
I've got a neighbor down on D-Dock in Heritage that has got a 95-foot wooden boat, has it insured for you know, if it sinks, you know, and it... ecological thing or whatever you call whatever environmental damage.
Right.
He's got insurance for that. And he's 75 years old. He's on a fixed income. He is far from rich. And he doesn't complain about the price of that insurance. And so many people did not have insurance. What if somebody burns my boat, like David was talking about? If you're going to allow this, could you just designate an area in the harbor and have everybody that has no insurance?
Good idea.
And just let them burn themselves out or sink and keep away from my boats? In fact, the Wind and Tide was directly or was across from my boat, the one that sunk. And he was so cavalier about it, he just said, well, I'll just let the Coast Guard pay for it. Well, the Coast Guard's going to make him pay for the environmental stuff. Would that those costs weren't included in your numbers, were they?
No, they were not.
No. So he's got huge thing. He just said, well, I'll just go bankrupt. And I said, doesn't your wife, isn't she a professor or something down in Michigan? Oh, yeah. And I said, so, and you got a home? You can't just go bankrupt. But anyway. Insurance is not a bad thing. And but I know it wouldn't cost $5 a foot, but anyway, get them away from me.
Okay. thank you. All right. Do you have enough direction?
And, I do. Port head nods for a Port Commission joint meeting March 7th, probably an hour before.
Yep.
And I'll bring some options.
You won't be here.
Okay.
The only dissent is Powell. Assemblymember Powell may not be here.
No, I'll be back.
Okay. All right. So tentatively, let's let's go for that. Sure.
Okay, sounds great.
5:30.
Thanks for a good discussion on that.
Yeah, this was very good. Yeah. We need more of these. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your input. All right, moving right along. Another discussion item. Discussion and possible direction on mill property uses.
Okay.
Set the stage.
We'll keep this a little bit more limited than the last discussion.
This is good.
That's what as I said in my manager's report, my vision for the mill property is let's keep it productive in the short term. Let's bring some jobs to it. Let's have some industry out there. May not be our final goal. I know that Kate, Economic Development Director, and I have big dreams for it. We've been to the Pentagon. We've visited with Coast Guard people. It's clear to us that any of those options require, I mean, you can base your career off of landing an investment like that. It could take 5 years, it could take 10, it could take 30 if you wanted to actually successfully see something like that through. So why not go for something that potentially brings in some jobs and income and makes, maximizes the efficiency of the property for now. What triggered this again is that logging discussion I had with Greg Staunton at DNR. I think that's a viable use. Perhaps even have the state pay for a lease out there when they're conducting logging activities with us, hopefully. And then Shorty Tonsgaard's been doing business out at the mill property under a short-term month-to-month lease. And so we may want to pursue a more permanent type of lease or a longer-term lease for that so he can make the setup shop for and make this his home for his business. So do you guys have any comments on that? I know one other thing I want to make really clear is the environmental concerns. So where we're at in the environmental process is we've got phase one environmental analysis done through DEC. And phase one is generally a broad look at the whole property that kind of point out areas of concerns that we haven't received that report back yet. But the next phase is to go down to phase two, which is actually sampling of their areas of concerns. And then they would suggest remediation. Our liability is limited to $50,000 for that, which is very low.
For the whole 6 acres.
For the whole property.
Okay.
Is our understanding, and we've had that vetted by our attorney, if we sell that property, that same luxury does not apply to the next owner of the property. And obviously that would have to be disclosed anyway, so it's nothing to hide. But the point of being, we're gonna have to have a clean property, especially if you want a naval base out there, a Coast Guard in there, or any state or federal agency coming in to invest in our community. Which I think is a blue chip option for us moving forward. So want your guys' kind of opinion. Some of the businesses that you welcome out there could jeopardize making the property dirtier, so we'd have to really point out in a lease agreement certain controls and stipulations of their lease to prevent that from happening. But does the Assembly have an appetite for moving forward and having some longer standing lease agreements in place until we find that blue chip enterprise?
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I'm very open to getting use out on that lawn as long as it's not going to adversely affect us in the future. But any short term that protects our interests, I would fully support that. Because right now it's just growing pulvers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Lots of them. Assembly Member Morrison.
Can a lease be written? You're saying longer term lease.
Mm-hmm.
Can a longer-term lease be written with a codicil that says if something better comes along?
We can have termination clauses within. Okay. And similar to the Marine Service Center leases, it's a 5-year lease. we can terminate it. Either party can terminate it at any time.
Yeah, okay.
Without much notice. So, and the other thing, too, is it could be that the business that you welcome out there in a 5-year lease turns into something bigger and better, and here we are off to the race. We've got 20 employees out there, and I know that Mr. Tonsgaard has floated the idea of an incinerator. He's had a successful business out of Juneau with an incinerator and talked about maybe doing that here. Lots of ideas, and I don't think we're in the business of turning down opportunities. So.
No, I don't want to turn down opportunities. In fact, I'd like to advertise. I've suggested this before. We have two business journals in Alaska, and I'd love to have a quarter page spread that says, hey, Wrangell's open for business. We have this opportunity. We have this plot of land. And I don't want you to give up with the Assembly's approval. trying to get the barge companies out in that area. I think that Shorty and the barge companies working together, perhaps staging a position for logging
mm-hmm.
In 2025-26, I think that would all mesh together very well.
Mm-hmm. I am meeting with Alaska Marine Lines down in Seattle regarding the barge yard and presenting several options. The ramp's a liability. The bowl with the container on it is more than it's rated for. We've all known that. The last couple managers have known that. And I think we need to consider some other options, whether that be provide them with the ownership of the ramp and continue operations as is. That's one option. Continue operations for them to own the ramp and then move their yard somewhere else so we can start developing the waterfront. Again, we purchased that mill property to create value downtown. I remember that being a core principle of that purchase. Mm-hmm. So that's another option. Expansion of the Marine Service Center with some of Murkowski's working waterfront money that's coming out, hopefully this next year mm-hmm. if the legislature passes that bill, and then the mill property. So they have options, and just I want to talk through those with them down in Seattle. So I think, yeah, certainly the mill's in the cards there, and we have the PIDP grant, and the Brandon communities are working through that as a planning effort. So Kate's doing a great job with that.
And the one thing the public at our one of our forums, our public forums, indicated, they do not want cruise ship
mm-hmm.
activities. They don't want the cruise ships to buy that property
yep.
or to long-term lease it. So
I think Kate and I have heard that loud and clear.
Yeah.
We agree that the downtown area is going to be home to tourism, and we want an industrial focus out of the mill property.
And then some people have asked me about the barge ramp. What's the problem with the barge ramp? It cannot hold the load that has progressively been coming over it. That's correct. We used to have 20-foot containers. Now we have 40-foot. The machinery is heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just exceeded that limit, so there is a liability mm-hmm. for us. So, all right, have you got direction on that?
Yep.
Anything else, Assembly? Okay.
Some of these lease processes are a little bit lengthy, so I want to make sure I have some assurance that it's not a waste of time and before I bring that forward. So.
Exactly.
Yep.
And this Assembly, many members presently, when we purchased that property, we wanted it to be for economic development.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can bring into the city coffers will be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And then item G, approval of congressional direct spending priorities.
We'll breeze through these last few.
Sorry.
You need a motion on this one.
Move to approve the recommended congressional direct spending priorities for FY 2025.
Second.
Okay, so motion by Powell, second by Otteson. And go through these for us, please, Borough Manager.
So these are for federal fiscal year 2025 congressionally directed spending requests. These are where we're specifically approaching Senators Murkowski and Representative Peltola for direct spending requests for our capital projects. Generally, you shoot for five. You're lucky if you get one. Last year, Senator Murkowski put in $2.5 million additional for a water treatment plant, still pending. Looks like we're hopefully going to get it. And she also put in $10.5 million for our public safety building. That did not go through because she doesn't have as much pull on the USDA subcommittee, Rural Development Subcommittee. She tends to have more success with the water and sewer projects because she's on the Department of Interior Appropriations Committee. So this is a big strategy game, and the projects we've selected play off that. In the perfect world, Senator Murkowski would fund the public safety building and the wastewater treatment plant, and Representative Peltola would fund that $9 million for the Inner Harbor. If we got those, that'd be great. But these are and we were in conversations. I had a meeting with Representative Peltola's staff today. Me and Kate had met with him and Tom in Washington, D.C., and talked about some of these projects. So starting to work through that process again, but we believe this to be the most strategic set of the priorities.
Okay. And I talked with the municipal clerk about constructing resolutions on these five projects, and mm-hmm. my reasoning was all of the assembly should be lobbying our representatives,
mm-hmm.
and even you know, if you're talking about funding for school, I lobby even the representatives that don't represent me,
sure,
because it helps us in the long run. So I thought having a resolution would arm the assembly with the facts and the figures and the reasons why we need this.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me that just having us approve this is enough for the delegation.
Yeah, and then typically, like last year, you'll have a mayoral letter that you signed. I mean, certainly yeah. the assembly could sign the whole thing, and you could decide that this was approved on this assembly meeting on this date. But per conversations with our federal lobbyists, there's no greater weight that they place on having a resolution versus a letter signed by the mayor of the assembly.
Okay.
We've been successful in CDS. I don't think they're putting a lot of stock into that specifically, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Any comments or questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor
Gellar. Yes. Item H, ordinance number 1052 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding section 3.04.095, Mayor and Assembly Compensation, to chapter 3.04, Assembly General Provisions, in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1052 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on February 27th, 2024.
Second.
Okay, so motion by Morrison, second by Audison. Administrative report on this one.
Ordinance 1052 is assembly compensation, adding that to the Wrangell Municipal Code. What this does is for every regular meeting, there's a predetermined rate that each assembly member will get, $150 for regular assembly members and then $225 for the mayor. I believe this to be a really great proposal moving forward. There's a lot of investment that you guys make and councils of the past have made into our community. I'll call out Patty and Dave. They live and breathe this stuff almost too much sometimes, kind of like me. And all the hours of reading the packets and talking with community members, all those hours in the grocery stores where you just want to go grab some chicken, but you got to talk to 8 different people, it adds up. It's a lot of work. I also think that it expresses a level of commitment too, and I think in the long term you'll attract more people to the council, or the assembly rather, in further elections to come. So I think it expresses a commitment, it rewards some participation, and if people aren't contributing or doing their job, then the public should be taking note of that too. So I think that's an important thing.
And I think it might promote us lobbying. I'm fearless when I lobby, because the worst thing they're going to say is no, but lobby on behalf of Wrangell.
Mm-hmm.
So, any comments or questions? This is a strange thing to vote on. Yes, Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Where do I start? It seems to me, again, in the reasoning for this, that there's some concern about attendance and that this would resolve that. My blanket answer to that is that the municipal code already covers that. In an even bigger sense, the citizens of Wrangell vote for their people, and they're very aware that people are well representing their interests here by their attendance or lack of. So I think that's covered that way. I in no way view this as a paid job. I don't do it for money of any sort. It's an honor for me to serve on this assembly. But my main issue, I guess, if it was the people's will that this would be the okay, then I would do this. But I really have a problem with us funding ourselves this way. I really was taken back by the way the governor and the Alaska State Legislature funded themselves last year. That was an embarrassment. Ethically legal, I guess, but it certainly didn't look good. And that if we were going to do this, I would prefer that we put this in a vote of the people, an advisory vote at the next election, and let them weigh in on it instead of us giving ourselves a pay raise here. That's my point.
Okay. Assemblymember Powell.
Although I agree with Bob on that issue too, I disagree that I asked our clerk to do a lot of research on this a couple of years ago. Not only me, our former mayor Rusanka did too, and it was one of the biggest reasons was if I racked up the ballot, I'd probably get 5 cents an hour on this. To me, this is no different than having our clerk or our manager saying, hey, we want dinner in the next meeting. That's a compensation. Okay, so to me, this is no different. This is so little, and I'm not looking for a paying job, but the amount of money that I lose from this thing is, I like the honor of sitting here also, but when I talk to people from Petersburg and Ketchikan, the little bit of money they have to go to a meeting is not nothing for compensation. They said it's not even enough money. But what it did do in those communities, it did bring younger people to, and I'm 60 now, so I'm not that young anymore, so I can say that. It did bring younger people to the polls to get people up here that are doing something rather than, because if you look at a lot of assemblies and, borough, the
councils,
they're mostly retired or older people that can spend the time to do it. And if this would get one or two more younger people, and I'm going to say it like Mr. Otteson, involved in this, then I would Jim, you're not.
Yeah, Jim.
I'm sorry. I thought you were my age. I'm sorry.
He's not
but if it would, man. No joking, if it would bring more people like that into this thing, to start, giving us ideas for the younger generation to be here, I'm all for this. If that's what we're looking for and that's what we want to do, and I hate to say it, every time I turn around, every younger person from my kids to anybody says, well, we need more money, we want a raise, I want this, I want that. This, I don't think they realize that if you get involved in this, you're going to be pennies on the hour on this. But to me, this is no different than saying we want a meal every meeting that we spend 4 or 5 hours at. Miss Dirner, I get off work at 5:45 and I come to this meeting. To me, it's like, do I go home and eat dinner at 10 o'clock? No. So to me, this is really little compared to what we do.
Assemblymember Morrison.
I have to agree with Dave. I think it is, it's not the money, it's the symbol of being paid for doing something. And I agree, I think it would bring a younger wave of people with an interest in it. And they have to learn sometime. So, yes?
No.
Oh.
When you're
in. Yeah, I'm done.
Clerk, Lane.
Yes, I wanted to say, in doing the research, that this, the compensation recommendation that we brought forward was on the lower side. This is not in the middle or the upper side. This is the lower side.
It's pretty common. This mirrors Petersburg's ordinance. And I would also, to be devil's advocate with Bob's point, is the assembly does approve a budget with these figures in it. It's no different than approving the clerk and assembly travel budget. You guys could say, well, we want to go to 10 different trips to Anchorage this year and approve that too, if you wanted to look at it that way. So, it's a tough one. I understand the desire for putting it before the voters too. I think, that's.
Well, and it's been discussed since we've become a borough in 2008, and no assembly has ever acted on it, so. Any other municipal clerk?
It's actually uncommon not to receive any compensation. Other municipalities, like I said, they get compensation for special meetings and other benefits. Some of them even get benefits.
And this is only for regular assembly meetings. None of the workshops or the other meetings we attend. Yeah, Assembly Member DeBoard.
A few things. I agree with a little bit of everybody. It's going to work out to be way less than minimum wage for all of us. I would like to bring another big point there. There's not a single person sitting on here who ran with the idea of getting paid. Every single one was elected. So the only people going forward would run with even the intention. And kind of go back to the legislature thing, I actually supported that because for the first time, my generation has the opportunity to go to run for a legislature and get paid a living wage. Right now, it's currently all old retired people that don't. So I would like to make an amendment to this, though, and give us the individual opportunity to opt out. So I would like to say something of the nature of unless individual assembly members may elect to forego compensation, and add that as an amendment in this, please.
All right, and that would be a sentence toward at the end?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have an amendment. We need a second.
I'll second that.
All right, discussion on the amendment. Does everyone understand?
Can you please repeat that?
An individual assembly member may elect to forego compensation.
And that would be a complete sentence at the end. Any discussion on the amendment?
Who seconded that?
I did.
Yeah. Amendment by DeBoard, second by Powell. All right, let's have a poll vote on the amendment.
Members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
No.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Now, discussion on the main motion as amended. Is there any further discussion on that? Main motion as amended. All right, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
No.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, motion passes. Item I, resolution number 02-24-1844 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the addition of an intern position and the amendment to the non-union wage and grade table. This should be on page 82.
Move to approve resolution number 02-24-1844.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Audison. Administrative report, please.
Yeah, so this is the approval of adding an intern position to the borough. There's a job description attached. This one specifically would be a management intern that would report down to City Hall. But it speaks to a larger movement that I would like to pursue, and it's to have engagement with our school district and promote opportunities for young graduates or people 16 years and up to have the opportunity to come work for the borough, get exposure to working for a municipality. I think there's opportunity with public works. A lot of municipalities down south do this. Maybe potentially, I think even Ketchikan was looking at doing this. This job description is actually formatted from the city of Mesa in Arizona. Pretty common practice to have interns. I think it'll help, you know, I think there's an additional learning curve with the environment that we're operating in, but I think there's some knowledge and skills that can be generated and potentially some interest in possible employment opportunities down the line. I think also it'd really help alleviate some of the more rudimentary tasks that we have on our plates. We, as you know, are aware, we have a lot on our irons in the fire right now to help out with some of the reports and the slide decks and be exposed to some of the exciting opportunities here. I think would be a really great collaboration with our school, and this would not be the only internship job description I would promote as we get into the summer months, having a Ports and Harbors Public Works internship program. And so I know this is kind of something we talked about earlier on, and I've been in talks with the principal about it in the past, and really like to advocate for opportunities for students and even to our benefit to have them do some work for us. So.
And it has been a goal with the school to dovetail with their on-the-job training, mm-hmm. which is what this would entail, mm-hmm. And have a robust program, maybe with in conjunction with the school during the summer, mm-hmm. too. So Assemblymember Morrison.
And this really is the way we need to start looking at education. You know, it's an introduction for these students into something to find out of, well, maybe I don't really like that, or maybe I really do like that, and I want to pursue it either at a trade school level or at a collegiate level. Yeah, I think it's great.
Assemblymember Powell.
So I have a lot of experience with this. I've been basically running our shop for the last 25 years by myself, and before that, my brother. We do OJT through the school, basically kind of the same situation. I do have problems with this. I, through the whole thing, when it first started, the school came to us, said we can't pay them, blah, blah, blah. We felt that was unfair, and we did it anyways. But what we would do is they would have to give us a semester. If they gave us a semester, they liked what they were doing, then we paid them, okay? I do not like the idea of just having some intern is, to me, different than OJT, okay? What I think of is what you're asking here is somebody that's already in this, wants to do it, and has a little bit of experience, okay? I can tell you right now that when you take a young man, a young woman, 16, 17 years old, and you throw them into my shop, say, okay, one of us spends a lot of time teaching them, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Who's going to do that? Okay, who's going to take that time through this organization out of their workday to train that person? Mm-hmm. Now, and that's where I get to the point that, okay, so I like the idea, but I've had the experience I've had is, you'll have somebody in there for a semester, they don't like what's going on, you just paid them a wage, and now they're gone. Mm-hmm. And you just trained them for a whole semester of school. And guess what? Now you gotta start all over. Mm-hmm. I've probably gone through 9 or 10 different kids, okay? And most of them are adults. One of the guys that worked for me was our harbor master, Greg Meisner, okay? I mean, so it's been that long ago that the experience that we've had. That's where, when you say internship, I think of somebody that's already gone to school a little bit, wants to come in and see what maybe the city government's like, and maybe like to start a job like that. I think this is a good idea, but it has a little bit more work to do to it, and a little bit more discussion. I don't think we should just throw into it and say do it. You have issues with Parks and Rec, you have issues with the harbor, anything under 18 years old, you can't put them on equipment. There's just so many rules mm-hmm. for anybody under the age of 18. And so you got to be careful where you put a kid that yeah. is in school. Can you mirror them in a shop? Yeah, you can. We're very careful about it. I know like our shop has a lift. You're going to have a child, but you're going to have a young man or a young woman go there. If something happens to that, we got to look at insurance liabilities. There's just so much to this. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I just think there's more work to it before we say yes to it. Yeah. That's basically all I got to say about it. Just like it looks great, but there's a lot more to it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and this is an administrative type. Mm-hmm. It won't be with harmful dangerous equipment or anything of that sort.
Yeah, so this specific position's titled management intern. So the way I'm envisioning it is it wouldn't be just me. It would be relevant directors placed in City Hall that they can spend some time with and help aid. I mean, it could be a really rudimentary task. Taking the phone, doing some reports, doing some slide decks for rate presentation, those kind of things. In most of these cases, we have processes down now, so they're pretty much, you know, look at the prior year, do it again kind of thing, except change it with this year's NEP. So there's a lot of, for somebody that's intuitive and the right person, it could be a really great experience with maybe some degree of teaching, but also I think it would be a collective effort is for this position specifically. I do agree with Dave, Assemblymember Powell's comments about when we do this for public works and the harbors and create those positions, a lot of thought that needs to be given to the type of work they're doing and Department of Labor laws associated with that. So I don't know that there's any harm in trying it out, see how it goes. It might be an iterative process. But I think there's value in there. And if you think about it, if we could steal the best kid out of Wrangell High School every year and bring him on with the borough, that would be a win for our community. And that's what I want to do, so.
Well, we've always talked about, you know, promoting our young people, keeping them in the workforce here. Assemblymember Powell?
I agree with what you're saying. I agree that we need to entice our young people to look at what jobs are going to be available. And we have jobs right now that we have open. I know Search has jobs that are open. There are a lot of jobs in this community that are open. I mean, I have one that I can't even fill. I don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
It's public knowledge now. Search just raised their minimum to $25 an hour. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's going to really hurt us in job placement and wages, because when you do that, especially someone that big, I don't know. It's just, this is really tough for me to say yes to this without a little bit more looking at it. I agree and disagree with you. I just think that when you start talking about, I know what it entitles to train somebody to do my front desk job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's months to get them to be able to just, you know, sell product across the board or across the desk. I just have a feeling that you're going to have a lot of time invested, and I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that paying them right off the bat to me is they're not investing in anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, I want them to come in and say, "Yeah, I would like to do this job, and by God, I'll give you some time to see if I want to do the job." What I don't want you to do is invest in somebody and, you know, I guess I say semesters because that's what we do,
right,
and then go, you know, I don't want to do it. You just spent, I don't know how many days a semester is, but it's months.
Mm-hmm.
And you just invested a lot of time in that person to them to say, see you later.
Right.
You know, so I don't know about the pay. It's, I mean, I know it's only 20 hours a week, I think you're proposing $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Which, where have you looked at? I mean, it's part time. So, do we have any PERS stuff? Do we have anything like that? Liabilities?
No.
And what's our insurance company going to think about that?
They'd be still an employee of the borough, so they'd have the appropriate level of coverage. It wouldn't be like a volunteer. They'd be treated differently, and that liability only extends to $50,000. So, they would not receive the same benefits of a permanent employee, and it's a 6-month term. So, we'd be in compliance with PERS.
Mm-hmm.
So in your day of six month term, I know our OJT that comes to us, they don't, you got a kid that's in school.
Sure.
Okay. I mean,
sure.
I'm just going to tell you, we're really sticky. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Mike, not this Mike, but the old man Mike, he is like on top of our kid. Okay, the kid that's going east off, works with us, and by God, if he doesn't do if his grades aren't up, guess what? He comes to work, and Mike says, go upstairs and do your homework, or go home and do it. I mean, you have a lot more to this than just having someone come out of the high school and stuff. You got to make sure those kids are doing their job. Someone's going to have, I mean, we are very sticky on, you will get your education, or you won't work here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, we really push that issue. And in today's education, I mean, that to me is very important. Mm-hmm. So you get a young man either one that wants to come into there, who's going to tell them, no, you don't get to quit school to take this job? You know, who's going to do all that?
Sure.
I mean, we do it, but it's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah, I think you can make that you know, a commitment in this job too. I think I don't have a problem making that commitment. And through the chair, I'm actually just curious, Assemblymember Powell, does the school provide credit for the programs that you've had with on the job training? Just as a, I think.
Well, they, I don't know what they do now. They, it used to be that it was credited.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the overall goal, is to try to get to that point too, and that may be different.
I just wanted to ask, just asking a point of clarification. If it's a 20-hour position, likely a high school student isn't able to maintain a job at that hour commitment throughout their school year. So just clarifying, is the intention to bring on a high school student that's actively in school, or a recent graduate that's looking to bridge the gap between high school and secondary education?
It could be both, and this could be, it's not a requirement that it's a 6-month internship. I mean, this is something that very well could happen over the summer. I want, the goal is to try to make this kind of flexible so it works for folks, and if we need to come back and adjust it, we can. But the point is, it's part-time, right? Like, the borough would fund this position to X degree for the year, and we'd work within those parameters. So we want to make it fairly flexible. Goal would be, you know, get out of school in May, have an alternative to some other jobs, and this being a summertime gig, but they might be able to do something else too. So.
Well, and we have some students going to Prince William Sound Community College for education, you know, for a semester. Yeah. So, and you have homeschool students too that would be eligible for this and may have the time put in that and not have the constraints of a high school schedule as such. I'm willing to try to use this as a pilot project, test project.
And, Madam Mayor, at some point it may have to be tweaked. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, it doesn't say in there anywhere that this is untweakable. Is that a word?
Any other questions or discussion? Everyone have a idea? Assemblymember Robbins, do you have anything to add?
No, I like the thing you're saying. If you guys recall, when I was running for assembly, this is one of the things I talked about. Hopefully, getting going within the city, so I'm excited to hear that this is on the table.
Okay, thank you. And Assemblymember Powell?
I would like to see if I like what Ann said about the pilot program. I would like to see this and make sure that it works before you implement it in any other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to hear from the people that work with the individuals and see what they say, see mm-hmm. how it's going, and maybe to make it easier on those people that work with them, make it unanimous, or what's that word?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, thank you.
Anonymous.
Okay, so I would like to see that, and because I don't want someone to say, well, you know, I don't want really good reviews just because that person's sitting in front of them or they're on the spot, okay? The school does it to us, they used to do it to us, and every once in a while, I'd tell Mike to do it, or I would tell the other person that was there to do it,
mm-hmm.
and I would look at it and submit it to them, to the school. But I would like to have some feedback in this situation.
Sure.
And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But I really like the idea of trying to get our younger group of, you know, the community working. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's a pilot program and it's one person and we look at it down the road 6 months from now, if it happens and it works real great, let's look at it.
Yeah, and I'll commit to giving a report and providing feedback on it, and we'll have options moving forward. But I would like to get credit for these kids with the school too, because that seems like a good...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Even if it's summertime, you know.
Have you ever had anybody from the school ever come to the city for OJT?
Mm-mm.
Didn't we have somebody want to do it at the
garage? Yes.
You did?
I had one at Parks and Rec, and Public Works had an inquiry, but there was some issues with state labor laws.
which is a municipality. You know, I understand where you're coming from on the rate of pay, but I think it's in our best interest to make sure that if people are doing work that's quantifiable and valuable to the borough, that we pay them.
Yeah.
So that we don't put ourselves in a bind and we make them like us a little bit more and maybe want to stay.
So, is please stay there for a minute.
Yes, yes.
So, is it my understanding that we had somebody there, but we didn't want to pay them, and that's why we couldn't do it? Is that what it was?
Well, one, the scope of work at the garage
right.
was not allowable for that particular age. And when we consulted with the State Department of Labor on that particular matter, the scope of work, there were also implications to a lack of pay. And there was not a thirst or interest in establishing a paid internship program at that time.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions, Assembly? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Davenport?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. Attorney's file is available in the borough clerk's office and executive session, item 15A, executive session, IBEW collective bargaining agreement negotiations progress. Entertain a motion.
I move pursuant to AK 44-66.310C1 that we go into executive session, invite the interim borough manager and assistant interim borough manager to discuss the collective bargaining progress, which is a matter by law required to be confidential.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Morrison, second by Powell. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. We are going to recess into executive session at 8:48, and Assembly, we're going to take a 5-minute recess.
Yes, and then,